Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in.
So this morning from Ecclesiastes 12, 1 through 8, this scripture is saying that the good things can still happen to us even as we grow old. Hear the word of the Lord. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years approach when you will say, I find no pleasure in them. Before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars grow dark and the clouds return after the rain. When the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men stoop. When the grinders cease because they are few. And those looking through the windows grow dim. When the doors to the street are closed and the sound of grinding fades. When people rise up at the sound of birds, but all the birds go faint. When people are afraid of heights and of dangers in the streets. When the almond tree blossoms and the grasshopper drags itself along and desire no longer is stirred. Then people go to their eternal home and the mourners go to the street. Remember him before the silver cord is severed and the golden bowl is broken, before the pitcher is shattered at the spring and the wheel broken at the well and the dust returns to the ground it came from, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Everything is meaningless. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, good morning. Isn't it good to be in this place? May we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and redeemer. Amen. Because growing old is sometimes difficult, my father-in-law has this saying, how do you know when my youth is all spent? When my get up and go has got up and went. Comedian George Burns, some of you will remember him, he said, you know you are getting old when you bend down to tie your shoelaces and you wonder, what else should I be doing while I'm down here? I've heard it said that there are 8 stages of life. Spills, that trike turning over. Drills, my Marine Corps days. Thrills, oh, those roller coaster rides. Followed by bills, ills, pills, chills, and then wills. As we read in Ecclesiastes Most think it was Solomon who gave good advice to the next generation. In chapter 12, verse 1, remember also your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days come and death draws near, which you will say, I have no pleasure in them. The word remember is used over 200 times in the Bible. And why so many times? Because we tend to forget God's faithfulness, don't we? Pastor Ray Stedman wrote, recall God's presence daily. Live in a relationship with Him. Seek to discover the greatness and glory of God while you are still young, before it's too late. That word daily reminds us that each day is a gift from God, isn't it? And not to be wasted. Sure, those bad days will come, when days of pleasure turn into days of aging and pain. And someone once said, just when your pimples are about to clear up, your mind begins to go. It's only a short trip, as most of us here will tell you this morning, so enjoy it while you still can. But those trips to the doctor's office get in the way as we grow older, don't they? Today's book by Dr. Seuss lightens that experience. Laughter is said to be the best medicine as we grow older. You're only old once. The book for obsolete children is quite simply one of the most beloved books among the many that Dr. Seuss has written. Linda and I have read several Dr. Seuss books to our kids when they were young. And many of those have been turned into sermons this summer. Our kids, of course, had their favorites, and we read them time and time and time again. Cat in the Hat, Green Eggs and Ham, One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish. That was a tongue twister. Were among their favorites. You're Only Old Once talks about how most people have probably been submitted to a battery of medical tests at the local doctor's office. So Dr. Seuss lightens those aches and pains and gives us good advice in his book. From eyesight tests all the way along, he finally comes to that part where it is properly pilled and properly billed. And Linda has surely experienced the properly pilled part these past couple of weeks after her knee replacement surgery. I'm sure most of you remember those who have had those. From Dr. Seuss's book, this small white pill is what I munch at breakfast and right after lunch. These loganberry-colored pills I take for those early morning chills. And these orange-tinted ones, of course, I take to cure my Charlie horse. The reds, which make my eyebrows strong, I eat like popcorn all day long. The writer of Ecclesiastes is also giving good advice to the old in this morning's scripture lesson. You see, your odds are better today to live longer than ever before. The number of Americans age 65 and older is predicted to increase by 47% by the year 2050. And the number of 85 years plus will triple. It even gets better for those who want to reach that magical age of 100. Ecclesiastes 2 paints a picture of a very dark Israel. It is urging young people to live for the Lord before bad health moves in. And then in verse 3 through 5, it uses a picture of decaying houses to describe that aging and dying process. And this passage refers to the trembling of arms and hands. The strong men are bent, the legs and the knees and the back weaken. The grinders cease because they are few, that losing of teeth. Those who look through the window are dimmed, your eyesight begins to fail. I've had cataract surgery, and I experienced that dimming. And others experience macular degeneration and glaucoma. The doors on the street are shut, meaning some are homebound, like we have here at First Pres. Some may even feel abandoned. But we give thanks, don't we, to those from our congregation who go and visit them. Thank you. And because of loss of hearing like mine, Linda needs to repeat things time and time again. And Solomon reported the grinding of the grain became silence because of that loss of hearing. One rises up to the sounds of birds. In our case, it's the geese. Just when we thought, now we're retired and we can sleep in, we can't. Solomon says they are afraid of what is up on high. We're afraid of falling sometimes, aren't we? Terrors are on the way and we develop fears that we've never had before, like driving at night. The almond tree blooms, and of course, in our case, it was the cherry trees and other flowering blooms this past spring. And this is describing our hair turning white or no hair at all. The grasshopper drags itself along. They normally jump high. My brothers and I, we would ride in that grain wagon when we were young on the farm, when we were harvesting oats, and we had more fun with those grasshoppers jumping high. They were very, very, very lively. But when the grasshoppers nears the end of its life, it kind of drags itself along the ground. Do you ever feel draggy? I sure do. It was this person that filled out an application for a retirement village, and he carefully answered all the questions. And after writing out his home address, he came to the word zip, and he thought for a second, and then he printed, "Not so great for my age." And Solomon goes on to say, the mourners go to the street. Many say today that all we do is go to visitations, funerals and memorials. And unfortunately, haven't we all experienced way too many in recent days, weeks, months, and even over the past year? The broken wheel and that bowl, and the pitcher is shattered, and some believe that this has to do with our circulatory system breaking down. But this morning, let's not view aging as a failure or a weakness. So that's why Solomon said, this is kind of all meaningless. Everything is meaningless. Then what are the steps that we should take? Number one, celebrate being a senior every day. And if you're not a senior, visit them, talk with them. They are full of great stories and wisdom. They may be seated right next to you this morning. And number two, keep growing in Christ. From Psalm 92, 14 through 15, they still bear fruit in their old age. They are ever full of sap and green to declare that the Lord is upright and he is my rock and there is no unrighteousness in him. And number three, make sure you are serving because it's never too late to serve. It is said that among seniors who were asked, 84% of them volunteered in some capacity. You see, the church needs you. The community needs you. And C.S. Lewis said, you are never too old to set a new goal or dream a new dream. All of this might help for you to stay forever young. I love that song, Forever Young. It was written by Bob Dylan, and it's sung by one of Linda and my favorite groups, the Celtic Tenors. But of course, it was also sung by Rod Stewart, and among others. So listen to some of the lyrics this morning. May the good Lord be with you down every road you roam, and may sunshine and happiness surround you when you're far from home. And may you grow to be proud, dignified and true, and do unto others as they would have done to you. May good fortune be with you. May your guiding light be strong. And when you finally fly away, I'll be hoping that I served you well, forever young. Forever young, forever young, may you stay forever young. I'll be turning 80. I know it's hard to believe, and in about a month. I was wondering if I could ask those that are older than me to stand up right now, as I have a charge from a pastor. Anybody daring? Well, thank you. So I'm going to close this morning with this charge from the British pastor Charles Spurgeon. And the pastor says to this group of seniors and to you that stood up, my honored brethren, revered for years, show me your mettle. Let the young people see how victories are won and have been won. Your zeal will stimulate us, your courage nerve us, and we too will be valiant for the Lord God of Israel. So this morning, may God's Spirit work in you, and may it work in all of us. And as Dr. Seuss says, you're in pretty good shape for the shape that you're in. Amen.
Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.